In the beginning, God stood in the stillness. He spoke his creative words. Let there be light. And let the heavens appear. He made the oceans, the seas, and the earth. And with his mighty hand, he scooped out the canyons. With his fingers, he traced courses for the rivers. He made the mountains to stand tall and still. But then a slight trace of sadness came into his eyes as he made a small, lonely hill. Well, then he said, let us make man in our own image and give him dominion over all. We will walk together in the cool of the evening. I'll help him if he should fall. Oh, but I want him to love me because he really wants to walk with me by his own will. But then a slight trace of sadness came back into his eyes as he looked toward that small, lonely hill. Then late one evening, God came to the garden. Adam, 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 where art thou? The birds had hushed singing. In the garden there was silence. You could sense it, that something had died. Oh, but God said, I love him and I won't let him go. Then a shadow on a hillside appeared. For a man hung there dying, crying, I thirst. God turned his face from that small, lonely hill. Oh, now I thank God for his rivers, and I thank him for his mountains and his heavens. How my heart always thrills. But when I walk into that city where the angels all praise him, I will thank him for that small, lonely hill. Yes, I thank God for Golgotha's hill.